Here was Garnet, dressed beautifully, new gray uniform, slender, trim, riding that great black mare with a smoky nose. Armstead stood. Garnet touched his cap. A certain sleepiness seemed to precede the battle, a quality of haze, of unreality, of dust in the air, dust in the haze. Garnet had the eyes of a man who had just awakened. Garnet said, "How are you, Lo?" Armstead said, "I'm fine, Dick." "Well, that's good." Garnet nodded, smiling faintly. They stood under the trees, waiting, not knowing what to say. The fire seemed to be slackening. Armstead said, "How's the leg?" "Oh, all right, thank you. Bit hard to walk. Guess I'll have to ride." "Pickett's orders. Nobody rides." Garnet smiled. "Dick," Armstead said, "you're not going to ride." Garnet turned, looked away. "You can't do that," Armstead insisted, the cold alarm growing. "You'll stand out like... you'll be a perfect target." "Well," Garnet said, grinning faintly. "Well, I tell you, Lo, I can't walk and cannot stay behind. Honor at stake." He could not let the attack go without him. He had to prove once and for all his honor, because there was Jackson's charge, never answered, still in the air wherever Garnet moved, the word on men's lips, watching him as he went by, for Jackson was gone and Jackson was a great soldier. There was nothing Armstead could say. He could feel tears coming to his eyes, but he could not even do that, must not let Garnet see. There was always a chance. Perhaps the horse would be hit early. Armstead put out a hand, touched the horse, sorry to wish death on anyone, anything. Garnet said, "Just heard a funny thing. Thought you'd appreciate it." "Oh?" Armstead did not look him in the face. A shot took off the limb of a tree nearby, clipped it off cleanly, so that it fell all at once, making a sound like a whole tree falling. Garnet did not turn. "We have some educated troops, you know, gentlemen privates. Well, I was riding along the line, and I heard one of these fellas, ex-professor type, declaiming this poem. You know the one. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight, and make me a child again, just for this fight." And then there's a pause, and a voice says in a slow drawl, "Yep. A gal, child." Garnet chuckled. "Harrison and I found us some Pennsylvania whiskey and experimented and found that it goes well with Pennsylvania water. Won't bad at all. Tried to save you some, but first thing you know," he shrugged helplessly. Their eyes never quite met, like two lights moving, never quite touching. There was an awkward silence. Garnet said, "Well, I better get back." He moved back immediately, not attempting to shake hands. "I'll see you in a little bit," he said, and galloped off along the ridge. Armstead closed his eyes, prayed silently. "God protect him. Let him have justice. Thy will be done." Armstead opened his eyes. Had not prayed for himself. Not yet. It was all out of his hands, all of it. There was nothing he could do about anything, anywhere in the whole world. Now he would move forward and lead the men up the ridge to whatever end awaited, whatever plan was foreordained, and he felt a certain mild detachment, a curious sense of dull calm, as on those long, long Sunday afternoons when you were a boy and had to stay dressed and neat and clean with nothing to do, absolutely nothing, waiting for the grown-ups to let you go, to give you the blessed release to run out in the open and play. So he did not even pray. Not yet. It was all in God's hands.